This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the Morning Run with Lynn and Xiaoning, 9:18 a.m. on Friday, 24th of April. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to be taking a look at Malaysia's GLC leadership appointments with Ahmad Yazid Othman, CEO of the Malay Economic Action Council, better known as MTEM. But right now, we're taking a look at some consumer behaviour changes this Ramadan, because this is the first day of the fasting month for those observing Ramadan. So if you are, selamat berpuasa. And it's going to be a remarkably different festive season for everyone involved. Now, Muslims observing this religious practice will also be unable to perform nightly prayers at the mosque, but are instead encouraged to do so at home.
Yeah, for Malaysians, this Ramadan will also be very different because there won't be the usual bazaars, which begs the question, how might this impact consumer behaviour? Because usually during festive periods, there's of course increased spending, particularly on fast-moving consumer goods. So what trends might we see this time round, and how will retailers need to adapt?
So for more insight into this, we speak this morning to Nurliana Yahya, manager at Nielsen Commercial and Thought Leadership. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Nurliana. So what are the usual trends observed among shoppers and retailers during the Ramadan season under previously normal circumstances?
So according to our data, festive season, it has always generated strong growth across various FMCG categories. Last year alone, we saw a 15% increase in FMCG sales during Ramadan and Raya compared to non-festive period. And during festive period, the growth is driven mainly by larger format stores such as hypermarkets, supermarkets, which is pretty much the complete opposite of a normal period where we're seeing growth in the smaller format stores. So it's pretty special during Raya. And when it comes to the categories that contribute to this growth, it's mainly coming from food and beverages categories. So things like butter, margarine, fruit cordials, cooking mixes, even plant milk. So not only that the consumption have been growing for these categories, but the fact is the average size being purchased have also been increasing during Ramadan and Raya. So it's much more convenient to buy larger packs or multi-packs since there are typically a lot of buka puasa gatherings and open houses. And just to give an example, an average pack size for fruit juice and cordials, they grew by 43%. So we see a significant increase in consumption. We see different size, different variety of purchases, and even different purchasing locations during Ramadan and Raya compared to normal periods.
But considering the present circumstances, should we still expect to see such patterns? How might it differ?
We expect this Ramadan Raya season to still drive FMCG growth, but it'll probably be a slower growth because 60% of Malaysians' population, they still celebrate Raya. This is massive. That's a number we cannot ignore. But there's no denying that most celebration, it'll be among immediate family members, you know, with fewer social gatherings. We believe that this year, Malaysians will probably visit smaller format stores such as mini markets and provision shops for their shopping because of the movement control order, right? In fact, we've been seeing this trend even just before the MCO was announced. Consumers have been switching from larger stores to your neighborhood stores, the mini markets. And I've just checked the data that March alone, we saw a 40% growth in mini market channel. So for Raya, the trend, this specific trend, will probably accelerate because consumers' movement are highly restricted. And even if MCO ends, surveys we've done showed that consumers are feeling anxious about falling into their usual habits. They're pretty cautious for fear of generating another COVID wave. So our survey shows that 1 in 3 don't even plan to balik kampung this year. And then when it comes to the average sizes of purchases, it'll probably see a slight decline compared to last year's Ramadan and Raya. Malaysians won't be having as large gatherings compared to last year. Many will continue social distancing. 3 in 4 Malaysians do not intend to organize open houses. And then we found that 1 in 2 don't intend to even attend these open houses. So because of this, manufacturers, they'll have to rethink on the appropriate size to market.
So what about brand loyalty then? Would brand loyalty still hold under the current retail conditions?
So that is a very interesting topic for us Malaysians because we really love to try new things. Even in the past, Malaysians haven't been loyal customers. 44% of us claim that we love trying new things. So to win in this loyalty segment, it falls onto being available. If a wanted product is not on the shelf, it's unlikely that consumers will be willing to travel to another store, especially during this COVID season. So switching will take place. It'll be the next best thing. If it's not on shelf, consumers have indicated they're going to be willing to switch brands even if they face, if the product is not on shelf. So that is one. Out of stock is one factor for brand disloyalty, what we call it. And pricing also plays a role here because certain categories will see growth in premiumization, especially if it really highlights the quality, the health benefits during this period. But a lot of Raya categories, unfortunately, they fall under the consumable goods, which are mostly seeing the opposite trend because of the tight budget right now. So pricing is going to play a very important role when it comes to influencing consumers to switch brands.
And of course, consumer behavior would have changed due to the MCO, even once it's lifted. I guess one obvious thing is, like, for example, there won't be any Ramadan bazaars this year. So how do you think retailers can respond to these changes?
Right. So this is a very interesting topic because of the bazaars. So food, as you all know, is a very big part of Ramadan and Raya. People will be craving for their favorite Ramadan and Raya dishes, especially since we won't have easy access to bazaar foods. So now is actually, I would say, is the best time for consumers, for manufacturers, for retailers, for everybody to become more innovative. Manufacturers, for example, they can work on satisfying these cravings, maybe recreate favorite Ramadan dishes, whether it's possibly recipes on packagings or social media videos, because majority of Malaysians right now, they said they're spending much more time on social media. So brands really need to take advantage of this platform to communicate directly with their consumers. And another idea is possibly consider bundle promotions, you know, for favorite Ramadan products. Maybe, for example, roast syrup and evaporated milk to create syrup bundle. Maybe come up with DIY meal kits, pre-mix, which contains ingredients from Malaysians' favorite recipes, like, you know, ayam percik maybe. And another important main priority right now during this period is being available. Consumers are more likely to cook at home. Because of this, we're going to need to make sure that there's enough stocks on the shelves and there's enough home delivery slots. Right now, we've heard that a lot of retailers are currently working on ramping up their online delivery. So the ones who actually manage to overcome this challenge, they can really win big this Raya. Because even in last month, March 20, online shopping for FMCG, they grew 80% compared to a year ago.
So have local suppliers already started ramping up their production and will they manage to meet demand?
So we've actually heard news that a couple of suppliers have been ramping up production. And in fact, there are new ones. They're innovating and then they're joining the market. But of course, this doesn't simply apply to any types of products. Certain products demand will increase faster closer to Ramadan. And whether or not production will meet the demand is not something we can easily predict because it really depends on the capabilities of the suppliers. Whether these suppliers, they can easily shift their production up and down at the same time remain affordable to the consumers, because that's going to be really hard to do. So, but regardless of that, the industry players, again, they need to study past data. They need to understand how much consumptions usually increase for their categories, because the same growth isn't seen across all types of products. So understanding the product, the category behavior during festive season is key. My God.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Nurliana. That was Nurliana Yahya of Nielsen Malaysia talking to us about some of the consumer behaviour that we may possibly see during this Ramadan. And we also had a conversation about Ramadan bazaars before this on the morning brief with Mohamed Zamri Mohamed, who's the Secretary General of the Federation of Malay Hawkers and Petty Traders Association of Malaysia. So if you want to catch that conversation, you can on the BFM app as well as on Spotify. It was also an interesting one because he gave us some insight into what these traders can possibly earn during this 1 month of Ramadan and why it is so important for them that they are able to operate during this period? Because for some, you know, this is the main source of revenue for the year.
Yeah, what they make in that 1 month is enough for the whole year. And we found out that some of them make as much as 50,000 a month if they have a killer food item that you see people queue for. So, and at the end of the day, you know, Ramadan bazaars are really, I mean, the people who sell, they are makcik kias, right? So this inability to earn this very important income during this period will be very painful for them. But we ran a poll on BFM this morning. And, you know, it's been interesting because, you know, definitely we asked, have you changed your shopping habits during this MCO? And 84% out of the 250 votes say yes. And I think all of us are in that same boat, right? I mean, we have definitely changed a lot more online. What we buy also has changed.
Yeah. So if we take a look at some of the comments, the gist of it, for the most part, I think, is that there's a lot more planning involved because you don't want to necessarily, you know, you don't want to go to the supermarket and then wander around and you look at two items and you're like, what should I buy? Should I get this one? Because you don't want to spend any more time than necessary outside of your house, right? So there's also been, I think there was also a comment from Amir Hamza, who was talking about brand loyalty. He says, yes, used to have allegiances to some brands, but since the MCO, he scrapped it. He grabs whatever's available on the shelves, and some of them really surprised him. So he may have to switch allegiances once the MCO ends.
Yeah, it's true. I think during the call, pricing has become very important for all of us, right? Because we're all, you know, everyone's like just price sensitive in this slowdown. Now, what's important about Ramadan, I think that many Malaysians don't realise, is that we spend as much as 18 billion ringgit during this season. So it's a fair bit of money. So I think, yes, maybe your shopping trolley might be still as full, but there are other retailers that will feel the pinch. So you're talking about your clothing retailers. I'm not sure anybody's ordered their baju kurungs considering this has happened. Mm-hmm. Some people order home furnishing. So lots of this will be curtailed this year round. So there will be negative impact on the GDP for sure.
Indeed. And right now, though, we are heading into the 9:13 news bulletin. And after that, we're taking a look at Malaysia's GLC leadership appointments with Ahmad Yazid Othman, CEO of the Malay Economic Action Council, better known as MTEM. Keep it here on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.